Everyone's talking about the unbeaten record. That, of course, is Argyle's unbeaten record at the JJB.
Yeah, I've heard it's been a while since, well, I've heard it's been a while since we've lost to Wigan, but I think it's the first time we've appeared here. But you can correct me if I'm wrong later. But no, we're pleased with the 3 points. It was a good, solid performance. Got a couple of goals and could have had a couple more because we were hitting them in the counter when they had thrown caution to wind and pushed men forward, and we were unfortunate not to get more.
Tactically, it was the perfect away game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we played well. We had a shape about us. We knew what we wanted to do. But first we had to put it into practice. And as I said, it's hard to practice in midweek when you've got them on a training pitch because we'll not get the same type of player as Wigan have got to play against us. So as I said, you're hoping it's going to go well. You're hoping that the players are going to remain focused. And we've done that today and we've got a clean sheet. And I'm delighted for the guys.
Michael Evans came off half an hour to go. Was it purely fresh legs? Did you tell Mike at half time to run himself into the ground and he'd be replaced if things were still going well?
I told Mike at the start of the game to run himself into the ground. He was coming off at half time. But obviously never listened to me and he still had a bit more in the tank. He was substituted later on in the second half, and Stevie's got himself a goal, and deservedly, because he's hard done by being on the bench today.
Did you have to take a second glance at the team sheet when you saw it and the absence of the name of Nathan Ellington?
No, we do our homework. We knew the boy was struggling with a rib injury, and we were wondering whether he would make it or not. He never made it, but they've got equally good players. David Graham slipped in up front, and he will score goals in this division, I'm sure. It was a big loss to them, losing the boy McCulloch in the early in the game, and I think that was a big loss to them.
I think what measures the magnitude, Bobby, I don't know if you saw this, was the way that a lot of the home supporters stood and applauded Argyle off the pitch as they came off.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're appreciating our play or appreciating Wigan's play, because they deserve a round of applause for the record they went on, unbeaten up till now in the season, and anybody would take that. Paul Jules won 2 manager awards, and deservedly, and as I said, I think they'll go on and do something in this league this year, and if they keep free injuries and suspensions, because they've got a solid squad. But yeah, if the Wigan fans appreciated our play today, thanks to them.
And finally, do you think that maybe one or two things from Tuesday night were learnt and put into practice in the second half this afternoon?
Well, you don't know. You don't know. It's over a course of a period of time that you can work out whether you've got the finger on the pulse. We'll go into games and we'll concede goals later on, but we'll also score goals later on. And as I said, that's the beauty of football. Nobody really knows how it's going to pan out.
Thank you very much.